朋友和弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace be with the members and our friends.
奉主耶稣圣名做见证。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, I bear testimony.
感谢主赏赐我机会能够来到这里。
I thank the Lord for giving me the opportunity to come here.
这是我第一次来到旧金山。
This is my first time to San Francisco.
很感谢神能够看见在这两个月当中到美国几个地方跟大家学习。
I thank God for the past 2 months I was able to visit the US and went to a few churches and to learn from everyone.
我的名字是刘依云。
My name is 刘依云。
我也是在十岁的时候像方姐妹一样跟着妈妈一起受洗。
Just like Sister Fang, when I was 10 years old, with my mother, we were baptized into the True Jesus Church.
在那之前，我们也是传统信仰。
And before that, we believed in the traditional religion of Taiwan.
那因为外婆先接受了福音，所以她受洗后也向妈妈传福音。
So my maternal grandma first believed in the True Church. So after she was baptized, she preached to my mom.
那时妈妈带着我和姐姐一起偷偷的来慕道。
So my mom then brought my older sister and me to secretly seek the truth.
因为父亲非常反对。
Because my dad greatly opposed us going to church.
这样子经过两年。
And this went on for 2 years.
结果神在这两年当中曾经给父亲很多体验恩典的机会。
And in these 2 years, God gave my dad a lot of opportunities and a lot of experience, a lot of moments to experience God.
譬如他曾经中风两次都是很严重，但是神都很奇妙的让他复原。
For example, he had strokes twice, but amazingly God allowed him to recover completely.
但是他在领受恩典之后都否认这是神的作为。
But after he has received such great grace, he would deny that this is the works of blessings from God.
所以神给人认识他的机会是有限的。
So there is an expiration or a limit to the grace period that God gives us.
所以
to know him.
在1989年
So in 1989,
我父亲就在工作的场所突然的意外。
My father was working, he had an accident.
那是一个礼拜六的下午4点左右发生。从一个地方为了帮助别人，结果自己从一个高处摔下来。
So it was around 4 p.m. on a Saturday. He was trying to help someone, so he fell from a high floor, fell down.
那结果后脑直接着地，所以颅内出血很严重。
So the back of his head hit the ground, so there was internal bleeding of his brain.
结果送到医院的时候，那时医院没有主治医师。
So when he was sent to the hospital, there's no doctor, there's no brain specialist in the hospital.
那到隔一天早上9点就过世。
And until the next day at 9 a.m., he passed away.
在即将要过世之前，医生还在抢救的时候，外婆和妈妈都一起，还有我们一起在楼梯间拼命祷告。
So before my father passed away, my maternal grandma, my mom, and my sister, we kept praying at the besides the staircase.
这时外婆她听到一个非常清楚也非常温柔肯定的声音。
And at this moment, my grandma heard a very clear and a very firm voice.
说一切都准备好了。
Telling her that everything has been prepared.
那时他以为这个是说，孩子的爸爸已经被神准备好要医治了。
So at that time she thought that the father of these children would be healed by the Lord.
但是过不多久，父亲就离世了。
But not long after, my father passed away.
所以那时妈妈她也觉得很不能接受。
So at that time, my mom just couldn't take it.
所以 她觉得为什么我信耶稣信到失去丈夫。
And she questioned as to why that after believing in Christ, I'm still able to lose my husband.
那这一句说一切都准备好又代表什么？
And what does this voice saying, what does the voice mean saying that everything is prepared? So what does it mean?
所以在那一段伤痛的期间，传道非常关怀。
So during that painful moment, the preacher showed us a great concern.
他的关怀不是一直用话语来安慰。
And he did not comfort us by constantly using his words.
他每天晚上十点半打电话到家里说，现在我们一起祷告。
Every night at 10:30 p.m., he would call my home and say, now let us pray together.
就这样持续了一两个月。
And we continued doing this for about 1 to 2 months.
所以妈妈渐渐的在祷告中得到圣灵的安慰。
So my mother, through the comfort of the Holy Spirit in her, my mother was slowly comforted through the prayers in the Holy Spirit.
并且在圣灵的带领下，有一天她读经。
And one day, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, as she was reading the Bible,
她读到诗篇39篇。
She read Psalm 39.
诗篇三十九篇第九节
Psalm 39 verse 9
说，因我所遭遇的事出于你，我就默然不语。
I was mute, I did not open my mouth, because it was you who did it.
他在那个时候被这句话大大的安慰感动。
So at that moment, my mom was greatly comforted and touched by this verse.
因为他知道一切都是出于神的美意。
Because she knew then that everything happened out of the beautiful will of God.
在神那里必有预备。
And that in God, he will surely prepare.
事实上在我的整个成长过程也都是领受神所预备的一切。
So as I, the journey of my life has testified that God had indeed provided for me in everything.
所以今天再回头过去看，就发现原来在他要把我父亲的生命取走的那个时候，他已经早就预备我们全家未来一切的路。
So today as I looked back, I realized that before God took my father away, he had already made plans for the future of our family.
所以在父亲过世之后的那个灵恩会，我们母女三人就洗礼。
So the spiritual convocation right after my father's death, during that convocation, me and my mom and my sister and I, we were baptized.
那在我的成长过程中，我也是很平安的在教会的生活中长大。
So I peacefully and smoothly grew up in the church.
那在青春期的时候我曾经也是有很反叛的时候。
So during my teenage years, there was a period of time that I was rather rebellious.
那时一直想要去找到生命的价值。
At that time, I wanted to find the meaning of life.
所以也曾经试着和朋友做很多自己觉得很疯狂很活出自己那样子的生活。
So I did many things that are out of the ordinary with my friends and trying to find my true self.
但是经过了一直到我大学快要毕业那时候，我深深的发现这样的生活非常的黑暗。
So just before I graduated from college, that I realized that the life I had been living was actually very dark.
因为在大学时期我也像其他台湾主内的大学生一样都会参加神训暑假的时候参加神训班。
So like other college youth in church, I would attend the summer youth spiritual convocations.
一年又一年的参加。
And I would attend year after year.
在非常属灵的环境当中，我感觉我也 整个内心被洁净。
And in such a spiritual environment, I felt that my heart, my inner heart was also being cleansed.
所以当我越接近神，越想要像神。
And the closer I am to God, the more I like to be like God.
越想像基督一样。
I like to have the image of Christ.
所以开始去厌恶过去自己的生活的样式。
So I started to dislike or to hate the previous me in my previous college years.
所以也开始疏远以前的朋友。
So I started to distance myself from my previous friends.
并且生活的时间也用越来越多的时间在教会的工作。
And I spent more and more of my time doing a church work.
所以当我2006年从研究所毕业的时候，
So when I completed graduate school in 2006,
我发觉在世界上我想不到任何一个工作让我觉得应该要去做。
So I realized that there's no job in this world that makes me want to go into it.
因为我发现我的生命是主耶稣用他的生命换给我的。
Because I felt that my life was redeemed in exchange of the life of Christ.
所以这个不是我的。
So my life is not my own.
那这个生命，我想不到任何一件事情配，任何世上一个工作配得上主耶稣的生命。
So I felt that there's no job in this world that is worthy that's worthy of the life of Jesus.
所以那时就很想要能够一生奉献给神。
So at that time, I really wanted to offer my whole life to God.
那时台中神学院要开第一届的神学研究所。
So at that time, the Taiwan General Assembly wanted to start the first graduate program.
那时跟家人讲，妈妈觉得，女生要做专职传道很困难，还是不要吧。
So when I told my mom this, my mom told me that it's harder, it's difficult for a woman to be a preacher, so why not forget about this idea?
所以我就只好真的想，那我先在世界上找一件还做得下去的事情。
So I said, okay, then let me look for a job that I can, bear to continue, to live with, that I can live with.
可能以后就是在世界上找一件不忙的工作，可以生活，那我主要还是要服侍神。
So I will pick a job that would make me not busy so that I can have time to serve God because that is my main focus in life.
那所以那个时候就先继续读书好了。
So at that time, I choose to continue to study.
那我就想，我要去一个比较没有教会的地方。
So I decided that I'd like to study abroad in a place where there's not many churches, True Jesus churches.
因为我要去传福音，或者是我要去帮助那边的教会。
Because I want to go there to preach the gospel or to help that church.
所以我就想要去欧洲。
So I decided to go to Europe.
2007年我就去了法国。
So in 2007, I went to France.
那个时候也开始禁食祷告，求神给我明确的未来的路。
So at that time, I started to fast and pray and ask the Lord to give me a clear direction of my future.
有一天的祷告就有一个很强烈的意念出来。
So one day during prayer, I had this strong thought.
就是很强烈的一个determination， 说主啊，我要 把我的一生都给你。
So I had this strong determination that Lord, I want to give my whole life to you.
后来很奇妙的神很奇妙的带领我跑到德国。
So later on, through God's amazing arrangement, I went to Germany.
所以从2008年到2012年我在德国。
So from the year 2008 to 2012, I was in Germany.
那时候我也一样带着满腔的热血说啊，我要，因为我在台湾有很多教会里面工作的经验啊，所以我要来帮助这里。
So at that time I was having this great fervor saying that I had a lot of church work experience from in Taiwan, so I'd like to come here and help the church.
结果去了才发现原来我什么都帮不上忙。
But after I arrived there, I realized that I wasn't able to help in any way.
因为我不会德文。
Because I could not speak German.
所以我也不可能做教员，也不可能站在前面领诗，因为连一句德文都讲不出来。
I can't be an RE teacher, nor can I lead hymns because I can't even speak a word of German.
甚至我连帮忙处理垃圾都没办法，因为我看不懂德文，不知道垃圾怎么分类。
I can't even clear the trash because I can't read German, so I don't even know how to separate the different of trash.
所以我才发现，原来我其实什么都没有，我有什么可夸的。
So only then I realized that I really don't have anything, so I don't have anything to boast.
所以我就被安排一个工作擦桌子。
So then I was assigned a duty of cleaning, wiping the tables.
所以我每一个安息日都很期待能够去帮教会擦桌子。
So every week I would look forward to go to church and to wipe the tables.
因为在那里有一件事情我可以做，我感觉我在神的家有一个位置。
Because Because I felt that I have a role to play in the Church of God.
那所以在那四年当中，我感觉神让我去学习所有信仰最基本的东西。
So in those 4 years, God taught me to learn the basics of faith.
信仰的核心是神。 The center ofOur faith is God.
So the center of faith is God.
不是圣工。
And not a church work or divine work.
过去我好像就是安息日只想着我要做什么什么什么什么工作，要办哪些活动，开什么会。
So in the past, I would say on Sabbath day, I'd like to complete what work, hold which meetings or do which activities.
人家好像也觉得哦，你很热心，你信仰很好。
So people would look at you and say, oh, you are very zealous, your faith is good.
但是热心不代表有信心。
Being zealous does not mean that you are of good faith.
那常常来教会不代表你在教会里体验到真神，看见神的荣耀。
So coming to church often does not mean that you have experienced God or you have actually seen the glory of God.
所以当神把我放到一个我什么都帮不上忙的时候，我变得可以学习安静下来，真的崇拜。
So when God put me in a place where I can't give a helping hand, all I could do was to quiet myself down and to focus on my worship.
就好像一个小孩，他好一直想说我要帮什么忙，但是他的父母会告诉他，你什么忙都不要帮，你就坐在那里就好。
Just like a little child eager to help, but the parents would tell the child, you don't need to help, just sit quietly over there.
那在那四年当中，我开始看见弟兄姐妹的爱心和服事。
So in those 4 years, I began to observe the love of the members as well as their service and ministry.
在他们身上看见神的荣耀。
And in them or through them I was able to see the glory of God.
然后在每次的崇拜聚会当中，不管是听道理或查经，都回到很基本的这个层面。
So during worship, whether it be listening to sermons or studying the Bible, I would return back to the very basic.
因为当我开始用一个不熟悉的语言来读圣经，我就开始去认识每一个字，去挖掘每一句话里面真神要告诉我们什么。
Because when I try to study the Bible using a different, a new language altogether, I try to go to the root of what God wants me to know from the verse.
而且就是整个读经的念圣经的速度放慢下来，就可以一句一句慢慢的去想。
So when I slow down my pace of reading the Bible, I was able to give myself time to meditate and to ponder on the words of God.
那包括在祷告当中，也是变得能够很安静下来，去听，去领受圣灵怎么告诉我，要告诉我什么讯息。
And in my prayers, likewise, I was able to quiet down and try to listen and receive what the Holy Spirit wants me to learn.
所以这些都是信仰最基本的动作。
So all these are the very basic actions of faith.
但是就在这些当中，我体验到真的喜乐，真的神的荣耀。
But through all this, I was able to enjoy the true joy and the true glory of God.
所以每一个安息日都非常期待去教会。
So I would look forward to every Sabbath worship.
其实从我住的地方到教会，搭车辗转下来，要六个小时。
So from my home to church, the round trip would take me 6 hours.
可是我甚至会在礼拜五的半夜兴奋到睡不着。
But I would be so excited that the night before, on Friday midnight, I would be so excited that I can't fall asleep.
所以，我想神在，如果我们有心要侍奉神，神会去改造我们。
So if we, as long as we have the heart to serve God, God would transform or renew our hearts.
那当我们也愿意顺服接受神的改造，我们就会发现自己生命的变化。
And if we're willing to submit and accept the renewal of God, then we will find ourselves to be transformed.
那在2009年的时候，刚才一如姐妹也有提到，连总有出现，对，2009年的时候有这个招募海外宣道班。
So in 2009, just as Sister Fang had mentioned, that the International Assembly had this, was recruiting students for a full-time theological training.
那个时候我看到这个，我只是想，哦，他在对所有的人招募，所有符合这些条件的人招募。
So when I read the recruiting letter, I was thinking, oh, it's targeted to those people who meet the criteria.
那我对自己说，你是人啊，那你也算在内啊，那你应该要回应啊。
Oh, but then I also told myself that I'm also a human, and since I read this letter, so I should also respond.
所以我只是看见这个招募的时候，不把它当作不关我的事。我把它看作，哦，这个，我也在其中啊。
So when I read this recruiting letter, I did not look at it from as an outsider. I included myself a part of the group.
那也从那个时候开始很积极的进食祷告跟读大量的圣经，要预备自己。
So from that time on, I started to fast and pray, and I started to study the Bible to equip myself.
那这个预备不是说要预备自己有什么什么能力，而是预备我的圣洁。
So to equip myself is not to enhance my abilities or abilities, but to purify myself.
那在那一次的interview 的时候，其中一位只是问一个问题。
So during the interview, one of the deacons asked me a question.
如果你没有被被录取， 你会怎么样？
So if you are not accepted into this program, what would you do?
那我那时候就想，哦，我终于有这个机会可以来，就是像之前很想要全身的侍奉神，那如果被拒绝的话，我会很伤心，很伤心，很伤心。我还讲了好几次的很伤心。
哦，你这样讲。
Yeah.
So I responded and I shared how from the previous times I really wanted to dedicate my whole life. And so if I'm declined or not accepted this time, then I'll be very, very, very sad.
我想要表达我真的很看重这个恩典。
So I tried my best to describe this great blessing that I've received.
结果这个只是回答我说，摩西他 要我去想想看，摩西是在什么时候才被神使用的。
So this deacon replied saying that I should think about Moses and consider at what age was Moses called to serve.
那所以后来呢，那一年虽然有录取，但是没有开成班。
So that year, although I was accepted into the program, but the program did not start.
那 我那时候听见，竟然没有很伤心。
But when I heard that the program could not start, I wasn't very sad.
我只想到，我是什么人？神竟然让我到今天这个地步。
I just had this thought that who am I that God had brought me so far?
这个就是当大卫他很想要为神建圣殿，但是神拒绝他的时候，他所想的。
And I had the same thought as David when he wanted to build the temple for the Lord.
在撒母耳记下第七章十八节。
In recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 7 verse 8.
于是大卫王进去坐在主面前说，主啊，我是谁？我的家算什么？你竟使我到这地步呢？第七章的十八节。
Okay. Sorry, 1 Samuel chapter 7 verse 18. Oh, sorry, 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 18. Okay, 2 Samuel 7 verse 18.Okay, then King David went in and sat before the Lord, and he said, Who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house that you have brought me this far?
所以我那一天的祷告一直哭，一直很感谢神让我至少知道他没有厌弃我。
So during that prayer, as I thought of this verse, I just kept crying and crying, knowing that at least God did not...at least God considered me worthy, and He did not forsake me.
那就从那时候开始，我仍然维持平常这样子我后来开始懂一点语言了，所以就开始可以帮忙青年团契或是宗教教育。那我从那时候也继续维持这样的侍奉。
Oh, okay, so I'm sorry. Oh, and at that time, I think 还在 Europe.
对
Okay, I was still in Europe. So I've already learned the language, so I was able to be involved in church work, in the youth fellowships, and other work.
结果就从那时候开始，神让我发生一些事情，在侍奉上有很多心态的修正。
And through that period, and during that period, God also trained me so that I was able to adjust the attitude I have in serving Him.
那时间的关系，我原本想要讲四件，那我可能就看情况。那第一个是我那时很热心去关怀。每一个青年团契的青年。
Because of time, I was going to cover four, but I'll see how much time I have. So first, at that time, I have this heart wanting to care for the youths around me.
我甚至可以花很多时间去关怀每一个，就是譬如打很长的电话。
And I was able to make a long phone calls to each youth.
那每个人都住得很远，那我又是住在比较北边，大家比较是住在南边，结果我也可以自己花火车票钱去做家庭探访，去不管多远我都可以去。
So I live in the south and most of the youth live in the north, very far apart, but I was even willing able to buy train ticket and go long distance to do home visits.
所以我那时候觉得哇，我可以做到这样真的是不简单。
So at that time I pat myself, I felt that I was able to do such work, I'm indeed a great worker.
那结果那时，好像青年们渐渐的都凝聚起来。
And the youth slowly became closer.
所以有一年暑假我就很放心的回台湾，我觉得啊，那我现在圣共方面我也要来放暑假。
So one summer break I went back to Taiwan. So I told myself that I'll also take a break from my church work.
所以有两个月的时间我完全没有管那边青年团契那青年。
So for 2 months I did not worry about the youth in Europe and also the youth fellowship work.
当我在回来的时候有其中现在说的是其中一位姐妹，我就开始觉得她跟以前不太一样。
Upon my return I noticed that there was a sister who had changed.
就是变得好像不愿意 和大家在一起。
And she to the point where she's not willing to hang out with the other youth.
过了好几个月以后，有一次有机会可以跟她深聊。
And after many months had passed, I had a chance to have a deep conversation with her.
结果她才说她在去年的暑假遇到一个很大的低潮，但是他发现教会里没有一个人他可以相信，可以去说。
So she told me that last summer she was very down but she couldn't find anyone in the church to confide in.
结果那个时候他已经下定决心分手的外邦男朋友，那时他是为了信仰的缘故去下定决心跟他分手，但是那个男朋友就在那个时候又回来关心他。
So, and it was during that moment that the boyfriend, that the unbelieving boyfriend that she decided to break up with showed her great concern, so she resumed their relationship.
那她觉得那个时候只有这一个人才是她心灵的出口。
So she felt that this person was her spiritual outlet that helped her at that time.
那时候我就整个我的骄傲都粉碎了。
So at that time all my pride just collapsed, all just broke down, shattered.
因为我发现原来我以为我可以我的爱心可以做到怎么样的程度，但是其实我没有办法。
So initially, I thought that my love can achieve great things, but in reality, my love can't do anything.
就是说，我的爱是有极限的，我也会想要休息，我也没有办法在任何时间、任何地方都去关怀到，用我的能力去捍卫每一个人的信仰。
So my love is limited by time and space, and it's impossible for me, and I need also time to rest, so it's impossible for me to care for everyone at every place and at every moment.
如果这些我所看顾的羊的信仰要建立在我身上，那他们完蛋了。
So if these sheep were to build their faith, their foundation of faith on me, then they would be doomed.
那时我才知道真正我能做的应该是随时无时无刻为他们祷告，将神托付给我的羊交托给神。
So at that time I Then I learned that I should actually pray at all times for these youths, so that I can entrust this sheep of God unto God.
我要依靠的不是我能做什么啊，我的爱，而是我要依靠圣灵的动工。
So as I work, I should not rely on myself, but I should rely on the movement or the work of the Holy Spirit.
这是第一件。
So this is the first thing I learned.
另外一件呢，是我在那个时候也有一些很要好的同工。
A second, at that time, I also have a few good co-workers.
其中一位啊，我觉得我跟他什么话都可以说。
And there is one co-worker that I felt that I can share everything.
所以当我、在侍奉的时候知道很多人、平常人家不知道的事情。
So as I serve, I began to know many confidential things of the members.
或者知道教会一些软弱。
Or I would have knowledge of the weaknesses of the church.
所以我的想法是我需要同工一起祷告，那如果有多一个人知道教会这些部分，那他也会多关怀教会。
So I thought that I need co-workers to share the weakness to share and to know the weakness of the church so that they can also pray for the church.
结果我发现我错了。
But I realized that I was wrong.
因为有一天这一个同工他告诉我。
Because one day this co-worker told me.
因为我正刚跟他说完一个弟兄的事情，结果他这样回答我。
So just as I finished sharing the problem that a brother was facing, and then she told me.
He
told me.
他说其实我不想知道这些。
He said, I actually do not want to know all these.
我如果都不知道的时候，我可以用一个平常心去面对、弟兄姐妹、用平常的爱心去为他们祷告。
So if I don't know their specific problems, then I will be able to pray with a normal heart for them.
可是当他知道这些，他觉得没有办法承受。
But after he comes to know all these problems, he just can't take it.
所以那时我的骄傲又粉碎了。
So at that time again, my pride was shattered.
因为我以为我是这么热心，这么有爱心，要帮助教会。
Because I felt that I was so zealous and I was so loving that I want to help the church.
但是我却伤害了一个软弱弟兄的信心。
But I unknowingly had heard the weak faith of a brother.
保罗在哥林多前书第八章第十一节说
In 1 Corinthians chapter 8 Paul verse 1 Corinthians chapter 8
第八章第九节
Verse 9 Paul said
说你们要谨慎，恐怕你们这自由竟成了那软弱人的绊脚石。
But beware lest somehow this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to those who are weak.
我当然有这个自由去找我的同工、可以有这个自由去分享事情。
Of course I have the liberty to look for this co-worker and to share matters with him.
但是十一节说
But verse 11 says
基督为他死的那软弱弟兄因你的知识沉沦了。
And because of your knowledge shall the weak brother perish for whom Christ died.
这每一个弟兄姐妹都是基督曾经为他死过的。
So every brother and sister Christ have died for them.
因为我的自以为是的知识与、自以为是的热心。
So, because of my own self
knowledge and my and zealous.
Okay, because of my knowledge and zealousness,
让基督为他死过的这弟兄受伤 软弱。
So my knowledge and zealousness have hurt and weakened this brother whom Christ have died for.
我赔得起他的灵命吗？
So am I able to redeem or redeem or pay or redeem? So am I able to redeem his spiritual life?
我替他死都赔不上。
So even if I die for him, that I will not be able to redeem his life.
所以啊，从这件事情也让我重新去学习安静。
So from these events, it taught me once again to be quiet.
真的要侍奉神的人，神会让这些人去看见一些事情。
So God would let his servants see these matters.
可是这些事不是什么都可以说的。
But these things, you may be privy to some internal stuff, but you should not expose them.
因为要看人是否能承受来决定你要说什么。
Because you need to look at your target audience and see if they're able to accept what you are exposing or sharing.
甚至在弥迦书里面，神也在弥迦书第七章第五节。
Even in Micah chapter 7, verse 5, God said,
不要依赖邻舍，不要信靠密友，要守住你的口，不要向你怀中的妻提说。
Okay, do not trust in a friend. Do not put your confidence in a companion. Guard the doors of your mouth from her who lies in your bosom.
因为有时候你很想要跟人说，就是想要得到从人来的安慰或是肯定。
Because sometimes you like to share something because you like to receive comfort or acknowledgement from others.
但是不要依赖人的这些安慰。
But we should not rely on the comfort of men.
甚至不要向你最亲密的人来讨这个安慰。
So we should not even try to seek comfort from those who are closest to us.
因为你不知道话出去会伤害到会造成什么伤害或后果。
Because you may never know the harm or the consequence that your words may bring.
所以从这个事情也让我学习到，我去反省到底我是想要从人那里得到什么。
So from this event, I was able to examine myself and to ask myself, what do I actually want to receive from men?
所以另外也还有两件事情就有机会再分享。
So the other two things I'd like to share it next time when I have the chance.
只是从这许多的事情中，我发现神不断的在粉碎我。
So from these many events, I realized that God was constantly trying to shatter me.
所以今天的题目是主领我路。
So today the topic or the theme is God, the Lord leads me.
那主领我走的路是否认自己的路。
So the path that the Lord leads me is a path that deny myself.
去使我谦卑的路。
So it is a path that humbles me.
以及去让我虚己，就是 empty myself.
It's also the path that empties myself.
所以很感谢神在四年2012年的时候又有一次的招募。
So thank God in 2012 there was another recruitment.
那我又再一次的投报名书，因为我想神在这四年当中好像是在预备我。
So because I felt that in these 4 years God had prepared me, equipped me.
如果神认为我现在配得的话，
And if God felt that I am ready and worthy,
那我会很感谢神。
I'll be very thankful to him.
而且我非常感谢神，在上一次他没有让我就开始侍奉他。
So I'm very thankful that he did not allow me to serve him in the first application.
因为后来我才发现自己根本不配。
Because I only later I realized that I was not worthy.
那很感谢神，在第二次的那个招募就顺利的也被录取，也开成班。
So thank God in the second recruitment I was accepted and the program started as planned.
所以今天能够站在这里，都是神的带领。
So I'm able to stand here, and all this is due to the guidance of God.
愿一切荣耀都归给天上真神。
May all glory be given to the heavenly true God.
Amen.